Welcome to the Spirit-Led Business Podcast. My name is Jason Manning, and you know, on my recent podcast, we've been hearing that God has given you the power to get wealth. We heard about the Holy Spirit being our great business partner, and we also learned that what we do with the Word of God that we hear determines what we receive from the Word into our lives. Well, today I have a question for you. What do you have? What do you have that God has given you? Maybe what talent, what gift, what ability, what resource has God given you that He can pour, that He can use as a conduit to pour financial prosperity into your life? Well, if you say, Jason, I have nothing, and that's my problem. I don't have a gift. I don't have a talent. I don't have a special ability. Well, today we're going to read a passage of Scripture. And this person in this scripture, in this story, said the very same thing. She said, I don't have anything, when in reality, she was sitting on a fortune. She was sitting on a gold mine. And could it be that you are in that same situation, that you are actually sitting on a gold mine, that God has given something to you that you can use to create great wealth? Well, let's jump right into this. So 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm going to be reading out of the Modern English Version. Verse 1 says, now one of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. She's saying, one of the sons of the prophets is a disciple. This man was a disciple of Elisha. So you could say he was in the ministry. And she tells him, you know he feared the Lord. You know he had a good relationship with the Lord. But what is the next sentence? But a creditor has come to take my two sons as slaves. This was a good man. This was a man who loved the Lord. This was a man who was following his calling. But one way or another, he ignored a very important part of life. He ignored his finances. He ignored his understanding of how business works. And maybe he was one of those who said, you know, I'm going after God. I ain't about the money, right? I don't want to hear about prosperity. I want to hear about drawing closer to God. I want to hear about the prophetic ministry. Well, my friend, although those things are very important, your financial understanding and wisdom and life is very important as well, because here lies his wife in a huge crisis as creditors have come to take her sons, who she dearly loves, as slaves. So verse 2 says, Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And that's my question for you today. What do you have in the house? What do you have in your wheelhouse? What do you have on the inside of you in this house? What has God put on the inside of you that He can use as a conduit to pour great finances right into your life? Well, let's go on to see what she tells him. She must have something in her house, right? She said, your servant has nothing. She said, I ain't got a cotton picking thing. That's why I'm in this situation. Could it be that someone listening is saying that very same thing? That, Jason, I don't have a skill. I don't have a talent. I've made mistakes here and I've made mistakes there. And now I'm in a situation where I am stuck. Well, that's where she's finding herself. And you know, I've walked a mile. I've walked a mile in your moccasins if this is your case. There was a time that I thought I didn't have a skill. I didn't have an ability. I didn't have a talent. You know, our finances were in shambles. And my wife looks at me one day and she says, what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a college education, right? I've lived my life a certain way. And then once I got saved, I went right into ministry pretty much. And so I haven't learned a trade, right? I didn't have a special talent or ability. And I said, I can't believe, this is what I told my wife, I can't believe God created a man with no gifts, talents, or special abilities. And she said, that's not true. And I said, well, let me know. What is my gift? What is my talent? What is my ability? And she said, well, you're really nice. And I said, that's not a gift. That's not a talent. That's a choice. Being nice is a decision. You know, I can't count that. But I was flat wrong. One day, some years down the road, we continued to struggle, but some years down the road, I had a friend of mine. He gave me a call and he said, Jason, you are a Barnabas. You see, I was going around and it would be effortless. I would just like automatically be encouraging people, right? Giving people words of encouragement, compliments, and so forth all the time. And he said, you are a Barnabas. And I said, I want to be a Moses. I want to be an Elijah. I want to be a Paul, a Peter, not a Barnabas. What's a Barnabas? And he said, Barnabas was an encourager. He had the gift of encouragement. And he sent me a preaching tape of a message about Barnabas and who he was. And do you know that Barnabas wasn't even his real name? That was just what they called him. His real name was Joseph. But Barnabas means son of encouragement. So he was such an encourager that they just labeled him with the title Barnabas, with the name Barnabas. But look, that gift of encouragement had him walking side by side with Paul. His gift made room for him with Paul. So once I heard that message on Barnabas, I said, oh my, I believe I have something. And you know, when I got in real estate, I found out something very interesting. I found out that people actually like people who encourage them. And people trust people that they like. And people want to do business with people who they trust, and they'll also refer business to people who they trust. So all of a sudden I realized I got this gift that I looked at as if it was nothing. But suddenly it is causing all kinds of business to come my way, all kinds of finances to flow into my life. So let's see what she did here. Your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. And she apparently was despising that jar of oil. I was despising the gift of encouragement. So then verse 3, it says, then he said, go ask for vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, not just a few. We see here Elisha has a business strategy. If you have a financial problem, business strategies are the answer. So he said, go ask for vessels from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and not just a few. Then go in, shut the door behind you and your sons, and pour the oil into all the vessels. When each is full, set it aside. So she left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. And they kept bringing vessels to her, and she kept pouring. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. But he said to her, there is not another vessel. And the oil ceased. Then she went and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your children live off the rest. The thing she despised, the thing that she couldn't see, was the very thing that was going to set her and her children up for life. It was also interesting to me here that after she had all of this oil and the oil ceased, she still had no idea what to do with it, right? She really needed some counsel. She needed a consultant to be there with her to help walk her through this business plan. But when she got all that oil, the other thing he said, he told her this, go sell the oil, pay your debt, and you and your children live off the rest, right? He didn't tell her how much to sell the oil for, but he told her, look, this is enough oil to set you up for life, to pay your debts, and for you and your children to live off of. So you got to figure this out. how much do I sell the oil for? Because how much she sells the oil for is going to determine how well they live for the rest of their lives. So Elisha sees her problem, puts her in the business, puts her into sales, but sets her up with something that created such wealth that they would never have to work another day in their lives. My friend, my question once again is, what do you have in your house? What is it that you could have been overlooking that can pay huge dividends? I heard Ross Perot say this one time. He said, one good idea can cause a man to live like a king the rest of his life. It only takes one good idea. So what is it that you have? What talent, what ability, what skill? You know, a good way to find out what is my talent? What is my ability? What is my gift? Pay attention to what people compliment. If you have people complimenting the same thing over, if they're telling you, oh, you're such a great communicator. Oh, you really know how to talk to people. Or maybe you know how to counsel people. Or maybe you know how to decorate really well. Like you got amazing interior decorating skills. What is it that other people are noticing? And then what you do, when you figure that out, then you want to become more skillful in that area, right? And you do all this, you know, through prayer, right? You want to spend time praying, but you also want to spend time thinking about these things, right? Get a strategy. If you got to get counsel, get counsel. Get somebody in your life that can help you figure out, what am I supposed to do with this gift, with this ability, with this talent that I have? So today, be like Elisha. I wanted to say, be like this woman. Be like Elisha, right? Educate yourself enough to know what to do in business. Don't neglect prosperity. Don't be found with those who rail against prosperity preachers and prosperity teaching, and they don't want to hear nothing about money out of the Bible because everybody just wants their money. Don't line yourself up with those. Get in line with the will of God. Get in line with the word of God and get in line with abundance. So thank you again for watching. Hey, please subscribe, share this video, like this video, turn on the notifications. And until next time, have a blessed night.